I'm always optimistic.
I know. We're starting inside, you know, back in the city.
Okay. Eretz Chayfetz, open up the sefer. In Perek Vav, Siv Vav. In the old edition, it's page Nunhei. In the little one, I don't know. Perek Vav, Ois Vav. What page is that in the little one, you know? Ayin Vav. In the little one, it's Ayin Vav. Yeda kol ish mi Yisrael. Yeda kol ish mi Yisrael. Every Jew should know. Shekol zman shu metapel rak betzidei hachol shel hatchiyah halumis. That as long as he is only tending to and concerned with the secular aspect of our national revival, is there somebody diving back there? What's going on? Tell me he's in the Ezra's notion. It means he's only occupied with the avod of the Jewish people mitzad echad. Only, it's only one aspect, one side of the avod of the Jewish people. There's kodesh and there's chol. What would be if you had a Jew that his entire Yiddishkeit was only on Shabbos? You ever meet anybody like that?
Yeah.
You did? So his whole thing is Shabbos. On Shabbos he davens, on Shabbos he learns, on Shabbos he's kiddush, Abdullah is gavali. Shabbos is a Shabbos Yid. Everything is Shabbos. He puts on a bekesh and a shtarmel and he davens his heart out and he learns. And then Sunday morning, Sunday morning he's on the beach with the chevra over there. And Nishkan Davin, Nishkan Lein, and going, and he asks him, what about a yarmulke? He says, well, Shabbos. It's Shabbos. Tefillin davening Shabbos. Well, not tefillin on Shabbos, but Shabbos. Shabbos. Everything Shabbos. Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. So you'd say that the Mashal Obe say there. A Jew has Kodesh and Chol. There's the weekday, there's Shabbos, and there's the days of the week. It's a whole program. And in many, many deep ways, the inyan of the tikkunim that we make during Chol, in certain ways, are higher than the tikkunim that we can make on Shabbos. Shabbos then comes more from above to here, to us. We're swept into something very, very big. But the ikur avoda milamata is, of course, during the 6 days of the week. So Rav Kook is saying, Yeda kol ish mi Yisrael, that every Jew should know, that kol zman shu metapel rak betzidei hachol shel hatchiyah halumis, that as long as he's only concerned and involved with the tchiyas achol, rak betzidei hachol shel hatchiyah halumis, so this person is the other way. He's only a Jew during the 6 days of the week. He's only involved with the tchiyah of the chol. This is a Jew who is concerned with and loves Eretz Yisrael. He loves the Jewish people. And he's involved in every possible way to build Eretz Yisrael and to build the Jewish people up and to strengthen the Jewish people and to raise money to build hospitals and to build housing for Jews. He's gewaldig. He's a vachdik yid. He's a 6 day of the week man. But when it comes to Shabbos, so there's the other way. When it comes to Shabbos, he doesn't have a shaykh to Shabbos. He doesn't keep Shabbos. So what would it be, such a person? Either way, somebody that's only also in Shabbos, but then during the week, is no Yiddishkeit. Or somebody who during the week, there's a lot of Yiddishkeit, When it comes to Shabbos and Yontiv, he's off Shabbos and Yontiv. He doesn't recognize Shabbos and Yontiv. Anybody would say that that's not the way to serve Hashem. That's not what Hashem's Baruch meant, and that's not what it means to be a Jew. To be a Jew means it's a dual program of Kodesh and Chol. There's the 6 days of the week and there's Shabbos. There's building Eretz Yisrael. There's working hard to repair the infrastructure of a healthy nation after long years of Golus and schlepping around. But then there's also the Shabbos of our people. And the Shabbos of our people means building yeshivas and learning Torah and being Shomer Mitzvahs and supporting all things that are holy. Supporting Kedushas Haaretz. To see to it that on Shemitah, that the land is able to rest on Shemitah. To see to it that when we're working the land, that we're careful as far as all the mitzvahs at Tlius Baaretz. We didn't come back there to sell after so many years to desecrate the land. So there's a halachas of Shemitah, Trumas, and Maisis. All right. Daraisa, Drabbanan, but the halachas of how to respect Eretz Yisrael, how to treat the land. Those who are building up Eretz Yisrael, Mitzad the Chol, they also want to have movie theaters, and they want to have museums, and they want to have culture, and much of the culture that they worked so hard to develop over these past 75, 80 years, 100 years, is the antithesis of Kedushas Yisrael. It's the opposite of Eretz Yisrael. It's the opposite of Kedushas Haaretz. To build the highways and the streets of Eretz Yisrael, that they should be chalila, they should be filled with Jewish cars on Shabbos and Yom Tov, is not the tachlis. So Rav Kook is saying, Yedo kol ish mi Yisrael, shekol zman shum etapa rak b'tzidei achol shel hatchiyah lumis. If you're the kind of a person that you're always involved in building up the secular, that secular component, that part of the tchiyah that is secular, Harehu oved es avodas amo rak mitzad echad. You're a great person, that's beautiful, and everything's appreciated, whatever you're doing, but you should know that avodah, you're only oved es avodas amo rak mitzad echad. It's rak mitzad echad. You're only involved in one side of building up the Jewish people. Vein avodoso adayin avodah shleima. But that avoda is not yet an avoda shleima. It's not complete. Ad sheyeh gam ken ozer v'soed l'roimim es tchias hakodesh b'tzura l'umis kolelas. Until you are a person who is helping and supporting the raising up of tchias hakodesh. Until you're involved in the revival of all that's holy. B'tzura l'umis kolelas. In as broad and national away, as general way as possible, you're also involved in strengthening the institutions of Kedusha, and Shmiras HaMitzvahs, and Kedusha Haaretz. Ukamo Chain, and then it's the other side. So Rav Kook continues. Ukamo Chain, Yedo Kol Ish Yisrael. So that's Rav Kook was in this maimer, he was saying, so you have all these poets, and all these artists, and all these musicians, and all the... that they wanted so much to build up the culture of the land and to make Eretz Yisrael into a place that's that could equal London or Paris culturally and bring out all the Jewish talent and music and art and literature and so on. And Rav Kook, as you all know, supported and strengthened these projects of lifting us up. But then he said, at the same time, if you're going to work on that and you're not concerned with Tchias HaKodesh, then there's no shleimus. What do we come back to Eretz Yisrael for? You have to make another Paris, another London. You don't need to make another, to make a Jewish Paris, to make a Jewish London. It's not necessary. Kamo chen yeidu kol ish Yisrael. But on the other hand, he says, yeidu kol ish Yisrael, that every Jew should know, ha-boini es erche HaKodesh shel ha-umah, if you're the other kind of person, you're completely Shabbos, meaning that you throw yourself into building up the nation spiritually in Kedusha. You're completely, completely involved in building up Erech HaKodesh. But this person is Kolzman, you should know, Kolzman Sheinenu Oizev Etoim V'Lubinyan Achiloni Shel Ha'umah. But if you're ignoring the binyan hachiloni shel ha'umah, the secular structure, I mean, the non-Kodesh, they're practical, day-to-day side of the nation. So then you also, what are you doing? Harehu machser es tzivyon ha'avod ha'lumis ha'muchuyavis b'kodesh. Then you are causing there to be a chisaron, an absence of the true national holy character of the Jewish people. So you're not helping with, you're not contributing economically, you're not contributing physically to the building of the land, and so on. Or once you have your place that you were able to live in, you neglect it and it's not taken care of. Unfortunately, you can walk through certain shchunis in Yerushalayim where it's a bizayin, it's a disgrace. It's no disgrace to be poor. If people are poor, that's not a disgrace, chas v'shalom. But that doesn't mean you can't pick up wrappers, you know. It doesn't mean you can't clean up the street. It doesn't mean you can't take care of your laundry properly. It doesn't mean you can't have respect for other people. And I think I don't have to explain this. Everybody knows the matzav. It's a terrible, terrible matzav. The ki'ilu, the building up of the kedusha of the land, is contradicting the building up of the simple maintenance of Eretz Yisrael. And it always hurts me so much. You know, when you travel through these places, like in Poland and the Ukraine, and you see these poyers, these peasants, these anti-Semites scrubbing the sidewalks outside of their little cottages over there, and how they take care of the grass and they take care of their little properties. I always think about it. It's not nice, but I think about when you drive through our shchunis in Yerushalayim, you see, where's the pride that you have in Masos Kolaris, Klilas Yoifer, the beauty of the earth? How could you allow the most beautiful place on earth to become ugly? And the tiny is, we don't let the government take care of it. Let's let somebody else pay for it. Bend down and pick up I was there with the kids years ago in the summer. I was in a neighborhood, I don't want to say which neighborhood, but it was a very nice, from a lot of Americans, they're from the neighborhood. And the walk from the apartment to go to shul, which took around 2 minutes, the walk, it was outside, there were apartments over there, and I myself would see them throwing things off. And you walk, they have to like walk through piles of filth, of dirt. It's Yerushalayim. I mean, even if it wouldn't be Yerushalayim, even if you'd be stuck, God forbid, in the Ukraine someplace, you'd take care of your place. Marshall, what's going on over here? There's somehow this like feeling of bittel, like that's for the goyim, you know. That's for the Scotsman. Let Ben Gurion and Herzl clean the streets. That's not for me, you know. I'm a from person. Let them pay for somebody to clean up after me. You know, bend down and pick up something. All kinds of ices and ice creams. You know. I'm not exaggerating. You know what I'm talking about. Bend down, pick it up, clean up. In the worst neighborhoods in New York, they sometimes have a Sunday where they take all the kids and all the people in the community, they clean up. They have a day where the kids and everybody in the neighborhood comes and they try to clean up. Because maybe those neighborhoods are a little bit more neglected when it comes to... Could be, I don't know. So then the people take it upon themselves to clean up. There's a feeling that you have in Eretz Yisrael that there's Kodesh and there's Chol. My union is Kodesh. And let the Chilonim, let them be busy with Chol. They're not busy with Kodesh, so why do I have to take care of their part? They have to take care of my part. They have to take care of their part, which is chol, means clean my street, pick up my wrappers, and I'll learn for them. You know, my learning should help them, protect them, and so on. So, my learning is protecting them. I'm doing everything because I sit and learn, and therefore because I learn, I'm protecting them. So let them take care of my ice cream. You know, whatever. Take care of my cleaning up the street. It's such a perversion of Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael is Kodesh and Chol. They're the 6 days of the week and they're Shabbos. You know, there's Kodesh and there's Chol. And the Baruch Hu wants a Jew to be involved in Kodesh and Chol, to take care of Kodesh and Chol. So when you do that, then even that which is Chol begins to be illuminated with the light of Kedusha. Same thing. A person might be poor. Does that mean you have to walk around with your shirt out and your nose dripping? So you have to walk around like a schlub? Take care of yourself. It's a certain attitude of bittul. You know what I'm talking about? It's a certain attitude of bittul. Of like, of chol is, you know, that's not my inyan chol. My inyan is kodesh. The other side, of course, I have to explain. That the chilonim. Of course, what do I have a shaykhis to kedusha? I have no shaykhis to kedusha. Shabbos to kedusha saris. I have no shaykhis. That they wanted that a Jew should leave, have nothing to do with religion, and just to build a country like all other countries. That, of course, is obvious that what a chisaron that is, what an unbelievable chisaron that is. That's not the Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem is that kedusha should be elevated ad kedei kach that we understand, and it's the whole Torah of Hashem is this meaning is that there is no wall between kodesh and chol. Kedusha is something that is for everything in your life, how you dress, how you eat, how you take care of your flowers, how you take care of your garden. And when you do that, you make l'shem yichukut shabivu shchilta to take care of your house in a nice way. And if you can't afford to fix it, to do this or that, doesn't mean you can't be clean. Doesn't mean you can't throw the garbage out. Doesn't mean you don't take care. You do whatever you can without spending money if you don't have. But it's not somebody else's achrayis; it's your achrayis. Why aren't the teachers and the rebbeim and the leaders screaming and yelling to make a day, Erev Shabbos, cleaning, to clean the neighborhood? I don't understand. How do you walk through Yerushalayim to see such things, or through Bnei Brak and to see like this? Why can't you take a little water and spritz a little bit and clean up a little bit? It's the same garbage you see there for 3 months, 6 months. The same garbage. The same way you could sit in the yeshiva and you see food and things lying around in yeshivas. Why? You have that in the house too. You have somebody. You especially when it's not. What about if it's not poor people? What if you live in the five towns and people, Baruch Hashem, here could afford? And you have kids that they never in their lives would bend down to pick up a paper. Why should they? Why should I? Esmeralda's coming on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't have to pick up. I should bend down. Do you know who I am? But my yichus is. I don't bend down. If it's fun to make cupcakes, you know, I'll make cupcakes. But I'll ask Esmeralda to clean up after me. Esmeralda cleans. I make cupcakes because it's cute. Because cupcakes are cute. Atem Avinot? Cupcakes are cute. I do that. I do cupcakes, but I don't clean the other cupcakes. I just make cupcakes. Esmeralda, my hands, please. Five towns, huh? That's not. These same chevra Shabbos, and you know, they have to have the nicest clothing, everything beautiful Shabbos, everything yontif to make the most beautiful meals. Everything should be beautiful. Everything should be nice. Not just the food should be delicious, but there should be a presentation and to have their 45, you know, dips everywhere on the table. As long as Esmeralda kumt, you know, Morgan, Esmeralda's coming tomorrow morning, Alice is good. Oh, what would be here in the five towns if there was a moratorium on Esmeraldas? Like there was a community-wide strike. All the ladies, all the senoritas, let the Jews take care of themselves. We're out of here. We're finished. And everybody starts calling the agencies. You know what would be here? It would be unbelievable. It's good. I like to try just for fun. It would be unbelievable. Everybody calling up the agencies. The agencies said, no, all of our girls, they all went to West Hempstead. No, West Hempstead, that's for schnorrers. That's for poor people. This is the five towns. You don't go. No, they said that they want to go to West Hempstead, and they're giving, this week, West Hempstead, all the senoritas are going for free. They're helping the Jews in West Hempstead. They're tired of how they're being treated in the five towns. They're not coming to the five towns for this week. What would happen over here? Oh my goodness, what would happen over here? It'd be Labor Day, no? It'd be Labor Day, all the Cinderellas, oh, with their maps, all of a sudden, they didn't even know what side of the map. Mommy protected them, they shouldn't have to touch a map. They're going to have to, they wouldn't know what side of the map. They put the other side on there, and it's not cleaning. And then you have to, no, you turn it over, the sponge is. That's the part that you need to use. You're scratching the floor. I'm not even exaggerating, you know I'm not. I mean, I'm making a little bit fun, but I'm not exaggerating. Wouldn't know what side of a map to look at. A vacuum cleaner? I just did my nails. What are you talking about? I just did my nails. Chol is a chosh of a thing. Even if you could afford. So you feel good because you did your bas mitzvah thing, right, for the poor people. And your mommy and daddy took you to do some projects, for chesed, some chesed project. The whole thing smells to me like, I'm not going to go into it, but the whole thing is funny. So you do your Eretz Yisrael run, and you stay in the five star hotel, and you do your half a day someplace in one of the shtachim where some guy that you give a lot of money to arrange for you to be with the poor people for a day to take some pictures and some selfies, helping out these people with their whatever they're doing over there, to go to the hospital to sing for them for 15 minutes and to take some pictures and to send out to all your friends. Then look what I do for the poor people. How I actually went into these places with, and I spent 15 minutes without air conditioning today. No, I'm being pretty nasty, huh? Pretty nasty. But we had our chesed project, and you get your points, and you feel very good about yourself. I'm such a chesed boy. I'm such a chesed girl. I went to this yeshuv. Parents, we gave our bottles of water to all the soldiers. Took some pictures. And the soldier stands there for 24 hours. You give him a bottle of water, you take a picture, you send it to your friend. Echani, huh? Ani mashu. I left my comfort zone. I left the pool. I left everything. And I went to that hot place. And it's very, very hot there. And I gave out bottles of water to the soldiers. I'm not saying that's not nice. Don't get me wrong. It's a nice thing to do. I'm not saying it's not nice, but since we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, it's a little bit seen, you understand. The soldiers say to you, you know what? I see you have such a derech eretz. You want to switch? Why don't you come out here for the day? Give me a pass. I'll go to the hotel. I'll have the poolside barbecue. And I'll come visit you every few weeks. I'll give you a bottle of water. Give you a bottle of water. We'll take a picture. It's not good? It's not a good deal? Whoa. You mean I'm going to get dirty? You might. I don't know how to carry a rifle. No. Let's start. Everybody in America gives aces to what's good to the Jews and Eretz Yisrael. So it's such a galach, like giving aces to everybody. We make our little Shalosh Regalim visits to our nice apartments and our hotels. And just because we're so good natured, and then you take for the bas mitzvah, and we're good natured, we go out to visit, and we all the Israelis are told beforehand, listen, these people are rich. Make sure you smile, even though you don't want to see them or anything. Make sure you smile, and because we might get a donation or something. So make sure you smile. This guy, he can leave a big check. You never know. So everybody has to smile in the hospital. All the soldiers say, "Tada, tada, is a yofi." And everybody's hoping that somehow, some way, this guy's going to leave a big check when he walks out. This kodesh in this hall. And it's not the Rosh Hashanah didn't want that there should be anshei kodesh and anshei chol. He wanted that every Jew should be kodesh and chol. Shabbos and the 6 days. It's a whole program. Shabbos and the 6 days. So he says, Sheshem Tasmalach, Te'osim Malach, Tasmalach. 6 days of the week work, and the seventh day is Shabbos. So, work and Shabbos. That's the program. Work and Shabbos. Do we have Kahanim? We have Kahanim. Kahanim? They stay in the Bais HaMikdash. Do we have Gdol Yisrael, Big Talmid Chacham? They stay in the Bais HaMikdash, the Bais HaMedrash, and we work for them. 100%. On the floor, Talmid Chacham walks, you scrub the floor that he should walk on clean floor. 100%. For the Kahanim, everything. You have to have the Kahanim. You have to have the Avodah. But the rest of the Chavra, 6 days of the week, you work. Take care of the place. Fix it up. Make it good. Shabbos is Shabbos. Shabbos, everybody's a Kohen Gadol. You understand? Everybody's a Kohen Gadol on Shabbos. Everybody's a Kohen Gadol. But the 6 days of the week, Malacha. But the Malacha is done. Everything is done. Everything is filled with the light of Kedushas Yisrael. The light of Eretz Yisrael. That when you're cleaning, in Chutzlars it's harder for us to feel this, but when you're cleaning in Eretz Yisrael, what is Chutz? Like the story that I tell you, the Yid that was sweeping there, and Rabbi Levine came to him and said, "What is chus that you have?" Because the guy was embarrassed that he held, when he saw Rabbi Levine, he was working in the old city, and he was a sweeper, some Sephardi, and Rabbi Levine was coming to daven very early to the Kaisel. It's a famous story. Rabbi Levine was walking to the Kaisel, and this Yid saw Rabbi Levine, and he was embarrassed. He put the broom behind his back, and he said, "Boker Tov, Rabbi." And Rabbi said to him, "You should know that I'm jealous of you. My mom is jealous of you." And this sweet Jew said to him, "Rabbi is jealous of you. Rabbi, you sit all day in the Bismedrish learning Torah and teaching Torah, and I'm kolayom. What do you say? Zevel, zevel, zevel. All day long, my whole life is garbage, garbage, garbage." So Rabbi Levine said to him, "What are you talking about? You have a schus to, you have a schus to clean Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, which is the pride of Hashem's Baruch in this world. You have the schus to clean the streets of Yerushalayim, that it should be beautiful for Jews to walk over here." He's a mamish mekani. So this street cleaner said that for the rest of his life, when he would go now afterwards, when he went with his broom, he felt like he was holding a sefer Torah, like a tefillin. That's how he felt. That's what Rabbi was telling him. To have such a musig. If we here in America, so we think that work is something just a hechatimsa. If you don't have to do it, if you're wealthy enough to afford people to have others to, that's malachtem nasas aydeichayim, like when Mashiach comes, so malachtem nasas aydeichayim, so why do my kids have to work? And now we're paying the price that we raise children that don't know what it means to work. That don't want to work. They don't want to work. And if you're not somebody that works hard when it comes to cleaning a floor or putting on a linen onto a mattress, then everything later in life becomes a huge chore, because you can't have Esmeralda raise your kids, you understand? The floor doesn't argue with you. When you put linen on the mattress, it's not a big deal. But if your kid's not listening to you, so you can't call over the lady and say, "Could you please take care of my kid? Be mechanech my child. I have things to do. I'm busy." That doesn't work. So all of a sudden, this person who didn't have to work hard at anything in life, didn't have to work hard. Adrabba, the parents protected him or her from any kind of hard work. All of a sudden, life gets hard, and your kids are not listening to you, and you have to work hard at something, and it's a very bitter awakening. Other things in life that don't necessarily go simply. It's very, very hard. The earlier, older generations, they didn't have things, and they were hard workers. And they didn't look down on hard work. They didn't look down on chol. But in our generation, we're doing everything that we can to see to it that our children shouldn't have to worry about anything, to take care of anything, to do anything. Everything is m'lachtim, is nasas aydeichayim. But when it comes to their marriages, there's nobody else in the world that's going to work at that. When it comes to the raising children, who's going to take care of their children if not them? So then you want them to work hard. They're not hard workers, I think. They're not hard workers. You didn't raise them with a good work ethic. Everything was taken care of. And then they go to school, especially with the girls. They'll go to seminary, and they'll talk to them about how you have to suffer for the sake of Torah, and to marry somebody, and to marry somebody that's going to learn all day long. Yeah, as long as daddy's paying for them to have a cleaning girl to take the senorita over to Yerushalayim, to Ramat Eshkol, then it's okay. What if the senorita doesn't come to Ramat Eshkol, and then you're doing a sponge on Friday? No, what's going to be with this little girl from the five towns? She has to do a sponge. You know what a sponge is? Yeah, you've done sponges before, right? No. Sponge is when you push the water outside the little hole on the merpeset. It means when you clean the floors, because they don't have carpets over there, so you do a sponger. But if daddy sends along, either he sends the senorita with you, that you have a portable senorita, you just open your suitcase and you have, because daddy pays for the extra suitcase. Regular Jews can't pay for the extra suitcase, so daddy gets you an extra suitcase, and you open up in the airport, and out comes the senorita, and you take it with you to Ramat Eshkol, and she does the sponging. Or daddy pays for you to have somebody else over there, either a Yishmaelis or a Havdal, a Jewish lady that could use the money, and you have somebody pay for your Celtic senorita. So now you could go to Cafe Rimon without a care in the world. You don't have to worry about Cafe Rimon. About going to Cafe Rimon, there's nothing to worry about. I have my girl, she's taking care of it, she's cleaning the kids, she's getting them off to school, she's cleaning the apartment. So it's not what I'm. The point that I'm making is in this terrible, nasty way, is that this neglect of chol is not only on the part of poor people. You understand what I'm saying? It's not only the part of poor people. Poor people, it's something else that they start to look away from chol because the chol is not working out. They don't have much money, so they start to neglect it and they say, "My job is only kaddish." So I learn, I daven. Let the chilonim take care of chol. The chilonim are in charge of chol. I'm from the kaddishim. I take care of kaddish. The chilonim take care of chol. So I'm making Shabbos the 6 days separate. Then you have the other way. You have people who, Baruch Hashem, are doing very, very well. And it could be that the parents worked very hard and the grandparents worked very, very hard. But the kids also have a strange thing when it comes to chol. Also chol is a little bishulim. Chol is not for us. Chol is not for us. We're not Isaac and chol. So if Kook is saying, both ways, either way, the chilonim don't realize, of course, that you can't build up the Jewish people without Kedusha. You can't build up without Shabbos. There's no such thing as Kedushas Yisrael without Shabbos, without mitzvahs. And we have to try to teach our brothers and sisters, the chilonim, who are not religious, that there's no such thing as Neitz Yisrael without Kedushas Yisrael. And to give that over to them in a very beautiful and loving way. That you can't live as a Jew in Eretz Yisrael. There is no Eretz Yisrael without Kedusha Yisrael. On the other hand, we have to learn from the Chilonim, we have to learn from our brothers and sisters who are not religious, to have a strong work ethic. To be people who take care of building up the land and taking care and protecting the land and building the land and working for the land and being proud of the land. Kamochen yeda kol ish Yisrael haboynes erche hakodesh shel ha'uma. That if you're not helping, you have to tell this holy Jew that's learning and davening that if you're not working on supporting the binyan hachiloni shalomah, the buildings, the streets, the economy, and so on, and contributing and helping. You should know that you are damaging the religious character of the land as well, of the nation as well. Not only are you not contributing to financially and so on, but you're also damaging the spiritual character of the people. And you lower the covet of our people. And you lower the self-respect of what it means to be a Jew and to take care of oneself. And that has an effect on your ruchnius as well. You become negligent in gashmius, in physical things. It spills over into your ruchnius as well. It doesn't just stay with the gashmius. You're batlin in gashmius, you're batlin in ruchnius. That's how it is. So Rav Kook says that to the degree that this ha'akara ha'shleima, that this complete, this recognition of perfection, that there are two sides, there's kodesh and chol, as long as this spreads, it's mispashed more and more, this truth of Yiddishkeit, that there's kodesh and chol. Then the true character of our national revival will be revealed. The true character of the national revival is not just more learning and davening, more mitzvahs. It's taking care of our people and building and fixing and tending to the land and so on. And it's not just the agriculture and the buildings, the economy and the army. It's learning and davening and mitzvahs. It's both. Tekabel hatchunu shel tchiyaseinu halumis yoyseres tzivyona hasharlem l'simchas lev kol ha-mitzapen l'tshuas Yisrael mitzion. And this, of course, will bring tremendous joy of the heart to all those who are longing for the salvation of the Jewish people to come, Mitzion, from Yerushalayim. L'simchas lev kol ha-mitzapen l'tshuas Yisrael mitzion, because everything comes from Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim sets an example for all Jews in the world. The way it is in Yerushalayim is the way that it is, is the way it is to the rest of us. Kimitzion teitzei sa'adva, Hashem Yerushalayim is not just when it comes to learning. That's why teitzei tar u'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. The dvar Hashem comes from Yerushalayim. In other words, how to live as truly as Jews, wherever you live in the world, all eyes are turned to Yerushalayim to see. How should we live? That comes from Yerushalayim. That comes from Yerushalayim. That's where Rav Kook says at the end that if we bring these two worlds together, Kodesh and Chol, that will be L'simchas Lev, that will bring joy to the heart of Kol HaMitzap and L'Tshuas Yisrael Mitzion. To all those who are longing for the salvation of the Jewish people to come from where? From Tzion. So Rav Kook is saying, we have to start over here. We have to begin over here. Be'emes u'b'tzedakah. In a true way and in a righteous way, with truth and with righteousness, we have to begin in Yerushalayim. To bring these two worlds together of Kaddish and Chol. In Chutz La'aretz, even the way when you write the abbreviation of Chutz La'aretz, how do you do that? Ches Vav Lamed, it spells what? Chol. And Chutz La'aretz, by definition, is much more inclined towards Chol, towards not Kaddish. And therefore, we depend very, very much on Eretz Yisrael to infuse us with more of a sense of Kedusha. So we're sending our kids. We tried to send our kids. This began some years ago. To send the kids after they finished here in Chul, in Chutz La'aretz, that they should go to Eretz Yisrael to spend some time. Right? So this way, the Kodesh of Eretz Yisrael can influence the Chol of Chutz La'aretz. But we need to do the other way also. That the work ethic of Chutz La'aretz needs to affect and to influence the community of Eretz Yisrael, which it's starting to. It's starting to slowly, to influence the yeshuv of Eretz Yisrael. To learn from American Jews and from the Jews of England and so on, to learn from Chutz La'aretz to get Jews, how to take care of yourselves. How to take care. How to clean up and take care. And how to work. That's each one. Right? The tachlis, of course, is that everything should come from Yerushalayim. But now, on our way towards building ourselves, there are many, many things that the Jews in Eretz Yisrael can learn from the Jews of America in terms of work and taking care of the community and taking care of your shul and taking care of the family. And we receive so much of the Kedusha from Eretz Yisrael. The two give each other. And that's very, very important that there should be between the two. Back and forth, Shayaros Matsuyas, going back and forth from here to there, to help, to bring along in both of those worlds. Not to say that Eretz Yisrael, science and all the things of Chol are very, very advanced. They have plenty of stuff going on over there. The problem is if you want to make a phone call, that's a problem. But the fancy stuff, that you can do now also, but the fancy stuff is... used to always wonder about that when we were dropping the Asimonium in the old days into the phone. Like, how could it, like, with the smartest people in the world, can we figure out a way how to, like, make a phone call, you know, without having to do the Asimonium thing? You don't know what the Asimonium are. The young people. You know what the Asimonium are? How do you know?
Calling
what?
Card.
What?
Calling
card,
no?
Yeah? Oh, my, unbelievable.
Calling
cards. That's the nice.
Thing as a token.
No, it's not calling cards.
A calling card called Asimone.
So that's post Asimone. That's after many people had heart attacks and died from Asimone. then Asimone is something else. The Aravi Asimone is a strange coin that has a hole in the middle, just so that liars can put strings through them and keep on pulling them up when they're going down. Asimonim. Asimonim mean standing out on the street corner trying to call your relative and Chutz La'aretz and having to put in every 5 seconds another one of those things in and watching it go down and your phone call getting cut off, and there's no way you could stop this from happening unless you come with a bag of these little coins that have holes in them. Those are called asimonim, not credit cards. Asimonim. What?
They don't remember tokens for the subway either.
Tokens for the subway?
I mean, yeah. Here. I'm sure
tokens for the subway. Now they use cards. Yeah. I haven't been in the subway, I'll tell you the truth. I'm spoiled also. I haven't been in the subway. Hashem, I don't have to go to the city to be in the subway. No more talkers. I didn't know. So what do I do with mine?
It's worth money.
They're probably going to be collector's items. Make money for it. So everybody has to have a card now in the subway? That's the only way to go into the subway is with a card.
That's the one that you can use your credit card now. Use your regular credit card.
Yeah. No, I had to go to my license is up now. It was for many years not, I know they give you a long time, but I kept on getting letters because it goes with your birthday, right? So I kept on getting letters. And I got to get this taken care of. So I had to go to the motor vehicle place.
New license.
No, I didn't get one of those. They said you have to wait 2 hours for that. I said, oh, no, I'm not doing that. I just checked out the oil and they said, I'm getting out of here. So I went straight to the registration. One of the chevra told me, don't go to the one over here, go to Massapequa. So I went to Massapequa, and I went over there, and I said, no, I'm not doing the fancy one, just a plain license. Okay, I went straight to registration. And then she said, look at the thing, read the letters, right? I read the letters. And they said, okay, go over there. I said, where? She pointed to a machine. Did you ever do this? I had to go to a machine, not to a person. So I started right away started to break out in the sweat. I got nervous, and I'm standing, so I had to wait online there by the machine. There's the yellow machine. And I have these papers, I guess you're supposed to scan and put in and do things with and to get out a license. But I don't know what I was going to do. And I have all these people online. So I already start to schmooze like with a guy, you know, over here. I'm trying to like build up that maybe he'll help me. You know what I'm trying? Trying to build up some support over here. So I had this tall, sweet black guy behind me. And he said, I said to him, you know, they used to have people. You could talk to people. So he says, yeah, that was good, right? People. I said, yeah, and I don't get no more people. It's just machines. I said, he said, yeah, it's all machines. So I said, you did this before? He said, yeah, I've done that before. I said, oh, okay. I just wanted to set him up just in case I need some help. So didn't even come to that. It had a good ending, the story. Because the second I walked up to this machine, and I had this like look on my face, when I walked up, you have to bring the papers now. I walked up to the machine. There's a lady that worked in the DMV. She came running over right away to help me. I said, how did you know? She said to me, I seen like your guys before. She said, it's okay. She just went, dip, 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 and she just says, and I was done. Like in 10 seconds, she helped me out. She already knew that I looked like it was going to be a bad situation because there was a long line. She wanted me, it wasn't because nice, I don't know if she was she's a nice girl anyway, but she wanted to mess up the whole all the people there because I came like looking, oh, what did I do over here? The only thing I get right is when it says English. That button, that I, you know, no Espanol, just that I go straight right away, press English. After that, it's bad. Nope. Yisrael Oitzer Chaim Hu Ba'olam. Now this sif, Yisrael Oitzer Chaim Hu Ba'olam, you have in the English, the page that you got, here Reb Shaya took a part of this Torah. I don't know if we should start this Torah now. Maybe we'll just get a little bit of a taste. So look at the page, and we'll have to review it again in Mitzvah Hashem after the summer. I'm not going to be here at 8 next Torah Shabbos. So we could read it a little bit. We'll get started. Hadveikis, Haritzainis, Vahamadois, and the various forms of Dveikis. Dveikis, to be Dovuk Tashem. There are different types of Dveikis. There are different ways to become Dovuk Tashem. Haritzainis, Vahamadois, Hademyonis, Vahamaisis. Volitional, intellectual, imaginative, and practical. That's really what we were just talking about. Dveikus Bashem is not only when you're dealing directly with a Kapitel Tehillim or a Blat Gemara. It's not only, that's not the only way to be Dovuk Hashem. There are various forms of Dveikus. Ritzon is, in English, translates as volitional, means by the person's strong will when it comes to the intellect. To be Dovuk Hashem because I want to be. My volitional means rotzen. And intellectual, and in my understanding, intellectual. Imaginative, I use every part of myself to connect to Hashem. And not just when I'm davening or learning. Every part of my personality, my will, ritzonis, madois, the intellect, he's going from keser, then he's going to chachma bina and das, right? Dimyonis, maisis, and it goes to chesek v'tefes netzachayit, all the way down to malchus. To use one's entire being. Dveikus is not just about one part of oneself, and it's not just one thing that we do, it's everything. When all of these, kishahein misarganos biyachad, when they are organized as one, hein poischeis es tzinoros achayim, shel talalei harosna shel achayim ha'adinim, Chai ha'emes, she'en kotze lo'eshe kvaidem leziv moska. As it's a dikim aroim aloma mechayem yoidim amagishim ktsas ercha. In the English. When they're organized as one, they open the life conduits of the dew of desire, of sensitive living, of true life. Talalei harotz, nobody else talks like this. This is Rav Kook's language. Talalei harotzen, Shalachayim Ha'adinim opens up the life conduits of the dew of desire. Talalei HaRotzen, to be a person that's filled with Rotzen for life, of sensitive living. Chayim Ha'adinim, to live a life that's sensitive. What that means exactly, what does Rav Kook mean when he says a sensitive life? To be a person that feels the pain of other people, that feels the joy of other people. Chaim Adinim, to be sensitive. Chaim Adinim. Of true life. Of true life. Chaya Emes. There is no end to the richness of their glory. People like this, when Dveikus is not just it's not just a matter of will or intellect or imagination or the practical, but it's everything together. People like this, there's no end to the richness of their glory, nor to the splendor of their sweetness. This is Mamish, a description of himself. Of course, that's not what he was doing, but that's exactly who he was. In every way, that's how he was. There's no end to the richness of their glory, nor to the splendor of their sweetness. The splendor of their sweetness. He says, these are tzaddikim. Asher tzaddikim harom aloma b'chayim, yoidu ma'agishem k'tzay erka. He says, these tzaddikim, the tzaddikim who behold eternity in their lifetime. Most people only experience this sweetness and this unbelievable aura after they leave the world at 120, at some point. The tzaddikim are able to experience this, the tzaddikim who behold eternity in their lifetime. Roim olamam b'chayeyim. The Gemara says that's how we see that by the Amorim, they used to give each other a bracha like that. Olam chatircha tira b'chayecha. You should see the next world while being in this world. That was a bracha how Jews used to speak to each other. You should see the next world while you're still living in this world. You should have a taste of the next world. That's the bracha. There's no end to the richness of their glory. The tzaddikim who behold eternity in their lifetime, no one feel a bit of their worth. Because ayin le'iros lekim zolazach is the next world, mamish, no one, we don't know, haven't seen the glory of the next world, but the tzaddikim who live this way, now what this way is, we're going to learn more about. The tzaddikim who live this in this organic, holistic way of rotzen, intellect, meaning all 10 spheres, keser, chabad, chesed, gut, fes, netzach, chayit, yisayit, malchus, they're already tasting me'ein olam haba. Me'ein olam haba. Something of that, of what's going to be at the end of time. ומהמאוד קרום אנו להיטב לעצמנו לכל העולם ליישר דרך השם. לפניס כל מכשול מאור התענוג העליון מחיים האמיתיים של הדבקות אל הכיס האמיתיס שרק היא מקור ההצלחה ומגמת החיים וההוויה כולה. How much, he says, we are invited to benefit ourselves and the entire world, to pave the way of the of Hashem, to remove every obstacle from the light of the supernal delight, from the true life of Dveikus, which is the only source of success and the purpose of life and all of existence. How unfortunate are those who walk in darkness. How poor are those who have no true God in their intellect and will, in their imagination and deeds. Could be they believe in Hashem, but he doesn't fill their rotzen, he doesn't fill their intellect, he doesn't fill their desires and their wills and he doesn't fill their lives. Just there's Hashem, but Hashem doesn't fill their lives. You walk in darkness. You could be officially Orthodox, you could be observant, but you could still be your entire life, you could be walking in darkness. The way of Dveikus is the way of Or. Hashem's work should help us, that we should all taste of this light, and we should be Zeichem as Hashem, to the Or of Ha'iris, the light of Rav Kook, and the light of all the Tzaddikim, and Mitzvah Hashem. Keep the page in sight, and then we'll pick up with this Mitzvah Hashem sometime later on in the summer, the end of the summer. Shkai.